Julia. Julia. Julia, are you available to talk?
No.
It looks like you're napping, but I wasn't sure if you're napping.
I am napping.
Can you wake up?
No.
Julia, I'm going to shake you just so I can wake you up.
Don't shake me.
But I need you to wake up.
Don't shake me.
Ooh, you're awake. Good morning.
What does that mean, you're going to shake me?
Well, it means that I've got an idea and I'm really excited about it and I want you to hear about it.
Don't.
Because you like the podcast now and you like hearing about my podcast ideas. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's the idea. We'll do a podcast at a house party.
That's a really good idea.
Right? We'll have like music and like crazy characters and like it'll be really fun.
I love that so much. If you, Alec?
Yeah?
With this whole podcast, if you believe you can achieve, and you should go with that idea. You should do it.
Hey, Julia.
What?
Since I have the microphone, like, in your face right now, I have a quick question. I want you to answer me honestly.
Okay.
Are you just saying what you think I want to hear so that I let you go back to sleep?
Yes.
Cool. Welcome to My Parents Are Out of Town, everyone. I am Tony P, the host of this podcast and party, because you are listening live from my house. And as the title suggests, my parents are out of town, and so I'm throwing a sick rager.
It's going to be huge. I trickled in. You trickled in,
and there's like five people like in the kitchen.
They trickled in.
They're trickling. They're coming, though. The more people are coming. Have you gotten any texts? Because I've been checking my phone. No one's texting me yet.
Oh, I didn't bring my phone in here.
Oh, that's fine. No, that's fine. I forgot to mention. This is my best friend, Steve. Yeah, Steve. It's going to be a sick party.
Yeah, it's super awesome. I finished my physics homework right before this.
So. Nerd. Fucking nerd.
I want to get a scholarship to go to Princeton, so I did my physics homework before this.
Okay.
But I'm super turnt.
Yeah, let's get turnt.
I'm ready to get so drunk.
Oh, I'm going to get...
Tony P's got the fake ID.
I do have a fake ID. My older brother from college actually gave it to me for free, because he's been doing that, so he's making money now. He's making fake IDs. So nice. It's pretty... Well, he was making fake IDs. He got busted last semester. Oh, shit. More people are coming in, though. That's cool. Look at this. I knew.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, there's lime maritas in the fridge.
Help yourself. I put some amaretto on the table I found in the basement.
Should we, like, turn the music up since there's more people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. No, we'll turn up the music. After we finish recording this podcast, though, of course. You know, like, this... I feel like this is going to be so sick. Like, how often do you guys hear a podcast from a fucking rager, you know? It's because this is like the freaking party of the year. Like,
Well, there's that other party.
What other party?
Christine had a party like 2 weeks ago and it was amazing. Like, I was so drunk.
You wasn't, because I got too drunk. I couldn't leave the house.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't.
Always getting too drunk.
I definitely got an invite, though. Like, I got an invite. I'm Tony P.
She invited our class, the sophomore class, and the freshman class.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That's nuts. Yeah, no, I mean, I had an invite, so, like, of course.
Like, even, like, Amanda was there. Sam was there.
Really? Sam?
Yeah, well, both Sams were there, which I was really surprised because, you know, like, they don't usually hang out. But they were drunk. It was really fun. It was super fun.
That's cool. I mean, I invited pretty much everybody, like, to this.
We invited everybody.
Hey, what's the microphones? You got, like, six microphones sitting around. What's this?
Oh, yeah.
Glad you asked.
Steve, hey.
What's up?
There you are. I was wondering where you were. What's up?
Oh, I'm just still getting over last weekend. Like,
oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You went crazy at Christina's, right?
I went so ham.
Oh, man. I can only imagine.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I grabbed three Mike's Hards from my mom's stash. She bought a 12-pack. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want a Mike's Hard, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, here you are.
Thank you. Oh, fuck.
That's okay.
I only got grabbed three, so.
Yeah, I get it. No, I still have my Smirnoff Ice. Yeah, don't worry.
Smirnoff Ice, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Great. It's cool. But
I feel it already.
Yeah, do you? Good. Oh, yeah.
So you guys are recording the party, or what is?
Well, you actually just joined. My Parents Are Out of Town, a podcast that I'm hosting from the sickest party ever.
Okay.
Yeah, you know podcasts? You know.
You listen in your headphones. Tony, let me explain.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, you know how, like, sometimes if you're, like, trying to chill, you know, and you want to, like, listen to, like, a story or something,
yeah.
Or listen to, like, a podcast, you know? Okay, whatever.
Like an audiobook.
Cool. It's like an audiobook. It's super
cool. Nerd.
What? I audiobook my homework, like, every night. It's easier.
Oh, yeah, like, me too. I was just joking.
Who are you?
I'm Tony P.
Who's Tony P? Everyone knows Tony P.
We had English class together all of last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Steve.
What's up?
Is it okay if I join you guys at the
table? Yeah, man.
Brian, yeah, come on.
Hey, what's your name? Steve, who's your friend?
Oh, this is Tony P. This is his house.
Wait, Steve, I'm excited.
Guys, I really need to get drunk today. I just found out my parents are getting divorced.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Brian.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, you want a Mike's hard?
Oh, my God.
Wait, I thought... What? No, I get it. Brian didn't have it. He did divorce. Like, no, I get it. Yeah.
Okay. I started crying when I found out. My brother punched me in the face.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I feel the black eye developing right now.
Brian, how was that related? Did your brother punch you in the face because of
Because I was crying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it just happen?
Uh-huh.
You, like, came from a divorce.
Yeah.
Are you the reason your parents are getting divorced?
Tony, why would you ask that?
I was just, it was an honest, did you guys know?
No, he didn't know. He wouldn't know. His parents are married. How would he know that?
Okay.
You know what? Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. To you getting through this.
Shoot, I can't, I'm not sure how to open this.
Here.
I think it's a twist off, right?
Yeah, it's just a twist off.
Thank you.
Cool. You've never had a mic before.
He's never had a mic.
No, you're gonna love it.
It tastes just like lemonade, but it's kind of like gross. But it's still, it's good.
Tony, where? I've never seen you before.
Oh, that's really weird.
I don't know.
Brian's like, we always have to sit next to each other, like in assemblies, because you have your last name begins with P, and so does mine.
Right.
So like, it's kind of weird that you haven't recognized me.
Well, I mean, there's tons of people at assembly.
That's a good.
Like,
we do have a really big school.
Like,
big school.
So
big school.
Focused, yeah. You know, on like the presentation.
Yeah.
Like,
thousands.
You know.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you probably just were too focused because like you're a nerd.
Wait. Tony P, you're the one. You're like a fake IDs, right? Like,
yeah. I'm the fake ID guy.
Oh, you have one.
Like
yeah.
I have one. I was the one that like that's why I have the amaretto in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is this like a photo booth?
Oh, no,
this is a podcast. Welcome to My Parents Are Out of Town.
I thought it was gonna be one of those like photo booths where you can take home like a pic.
Oh, that would have been a party.
Oh,
that
I
been
totally
really,
know what you mean. Because Christina had one of those a weekend ago at her party, and it was like I got a picture with Bobby Rhodes, and my God, it's in my locker right now. It's the best.
My boy Bobby.
Bobby, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you into Bobby?
Who knows? Who's to say? Yeah, but I mean, is he coming tonight? Oh, Steve, I didn't even see you there.
No,
hey, Steve.
Bobby's totally coming. He was actually asking about you. Yeah, he was totally asking about you.
Are you sure, man? I don't know if Bobby's coming, though. I mean, he probably has football practice that goes really late. You know, yeah. I don't know. Football practice is not...
I think Kyle's over here. He's a kicker.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, if Bobby doesn't come, like, Steve, I know we live not too far from each other. Like, could you drive me home?
I can totally drive. I mean, thanks. I'm, like, kind of drunk right now.
Steve, I don't know if you should drive.
Oh, I'm, like, sober up.
I'll do it. If you need someone, I'll do it.
Oh.
Well, Brian, you might get pretty drunk off that one mic. So, like, I mean, you know, like, if you need
I brought a lot of ibuprofen.
What?
Oh, are we gonna mix tonight?
Are you crush?
I feel so fly like a G6 tonight.
Are you crushing pills, Brian? Are you? You can't crush pills at my. Well, I guess you can. No, you know who am I? Who am I to stop people? You know, go ahead, crush some pills.
I barely know you, Tony. That's who you are.
Man, so me and my cousins, we smashed up a Pepto Bismol once and like snorted it. I don't suggest snorting any like drugs of all those kinds, you know, like over the counter. So.
The Pepto Bismol, like the liquid or what?
No, it was like the pills.
I've never had the pills before.
Well, you never had the pills. They're good.
I think we have some of the liquid. Should we like mix that in?
Yeah, do you want to chug some of the Pepto Bismol? I definitely
did you get fucked up.
See, I love Pepto Bismol. You want to mix like Mike's and Pepto Bismol? That sounds.
I'm trying to get turnt.
We're all trying to get turnt lit tonight. Yeah,
I'm always down to like experiment. You know, just grab a bottle and go.
Dude, I'm gonna go get it. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's real cool, Steve.
Be quick.
Steve's great, guys, right?
Yeah, Steve is so cool.
Yeah. So,
is this Steve's place?
No, this is my place. Yeah, I'm the host.
How do you two know each other?
Yeah,
we met. We've been friends since like kindergarten. Yeah, nice.
You've been in our school district since kindergarten?
Yeah, Brian, I've lived here like my entire. I was born here.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's the guy with the fake ID.
I'm the guy with the fake ID. You've heard about the guy with the fake ID. I've got shot glasses.
I think we should just like pound these and shoot the Pepto. Just see what happens.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what we should do after this Pepto Bismol shot? We should do a cough syrup. Scissor up. I can go get it right after the shot.
I've never done that before.
I don't know. That sounds...
You know,
it's like Lil Wayne.
I'm going to go get it. Yeah, it's like that's why I heard a Lil Wayne song. I'm going to go get it.
Wait, we have to do the shot first.
Oh, do the shot first. Right.
To high school.
The best years of our lives. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. I'm getting lit. All right, I'm going to go get some scissor up.
Go.
I feel lighter.
I can kind of feel it already.
Yeah.
I have some Oxy from when I got my wisdom
teeth. Oxy? What's that?
I've never heard of that.
It's kind of like a painkiller. It worked really well. Like, I woke up in the middle of a nap and, like, was crying because it hurt so much right after the local wore off. And then, like, my mom had me take an extra one even though I was supposed to have another one for 2 hours. So, like, it makes you feel good.
My sister got her wisdom teeth removed. She took something like that. She started seizuring. So I had to call my parents separately, and they both didn't care. I was like, do I call 911?
I don't want to, like, seizure tonight. I just want to have a good time, you know?
And also, like, if we take a prescription drug that we don't have a prescription for, is that bad?
I mean, it's not like when they make each pill, it's like, okay, well, this pill is going to go to this person. It's like they make them, and then they just dole them out. So I think it's kind of like the same.
I think we should do it.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
My mom says to only take over-the-counter medicine, but I'm down if y'all are down.
Here's the thing is, like, I only have four.
Ooh.
So, like, I don't know if we want to do four Tony gets
better. Yeah, let's just quick do it. He'll, like, understand. I'm sure he, like, wouldn't want to do it
anyway.
I'm just going to chew it.
What do we do? We just chew it? Chewable?
You can swallow it. You can snort it. You can, like... Kind of do whatever you want. You crush it, but don't like snort a whole pill up your nose. Crush it first.
I was totally gonna do
that. Yeah, right.
You guys are crazy. No.
Are we cardio?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Hey guys, I got the scissor up. I'm gonna put it right in the middle of the table. We can just take pulls, right? Yeah. Why are you guys? I was looking like that.
I don't know.
Okay. Cool. Well, did you notice that more people showed up? Like, this is starting to turn into a real party.
Insane.
Like, there's a lot of people in this house right now.
Yeah.
I already caught someone making out in my parents' bedroom.
What? Like, Steve, your party is off the hook.
Thank you.
Our party is really off the hook.
This
yeah,
is cool.
It really is cool.
Yeah, I invited everyone I could think of. We invited everyone we could think of. Every contact in my phone.
Yeah, like every contact in Steve's phone, we invited them all.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I came. You know, text from Steve. I'm there.
I even saw like Cindy over by the fridge, and she was talking to Marcus. I thought those two were done, you know. I'm gonna take a. I'm gonna just drink this syrup real quick.
Yeah.
What else could you go grab, Tony? Or is there anything else?
I'm a little hungry.
Yeah. I would love some chips.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tony, could you grab me some chips?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go grab some chips. I'm the host, right?
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, tell Cindy we said hi. The fuck was that?
I don't know. Like, you know, I get it. You know, he's just trying to get turned. He's just trying to get wasted.
Okay.
You know?
He's probably a little nervous, too,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, well, it's like his first party, but, you know, he'll get the hang of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think you're here, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, no, stop. No, it's Tony's place. You know, he's, like, so rad. Like, you know, if you got to know him, you know, you'd totally think he's super rad.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has a lot of interesting thoughts about, like, movies and stuff. Like, superhero movies and, like, He really likes Pokemon, which is kind of cool. Like, he knows, like, everything about Pokemon.
Cool.
No, seriously, Transformers is the greatest movie ever. Here is some chips for you guys.
Oh, nice.
A little hint of lime for you.
Nice.
You bringing salsa? Just the.
Oh my God! I forgot. That's fine. You know what? I gotta go hit up Roger because he has some really dumb opinions on some movies.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, you old fuck.
My big sister calls the hint of lime chips hint of crack. Like, what does that even mean?
Speaking of.
What?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh. I thought you were about to be like, I got crack. I don't know.
I would never do crack.
Never do crack.
I've never.
Not even once.
No.
No.
No. I've heard bad stories.
Yeah.
Well, you guys heard that. Chris.
What? I didn't see any of those.
I didn't see it.
Mm-mm.
Was it?
Well, okay, but just so we're all on the same page. Like, I obviously know this, but let's just describe what crack looks like.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I definitely didn't see it. It's knowing what it looks like. You know, I know what it looks like. Mm. I didn't see any. But what does it look like?
It's white, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little nugget. It was like a chicken nugget, but white.
Yeah.
I can see that. And then people, when they smoke it, they get like pimples all over their face.
It's like a piece of chalk, and you shave it, right?
Yeah. Okay. I knew that, but I'm just happy we're all on the same.
Okay.
Page.
Yeah, we're
right.
Totally chalk.
Chalk.
Yes, white chalk.
Yeah. White chalk looks like chicken nugget when you get it.
Oh my God.
The new Pokemon are the worst. They're lazy.
Here's some salsa, guys.
Jeez.
Freaking Pierre brought crack to the party.
Whoa, Pierre. What?
I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, he whips out these, little tiny white rocks, and I'm just like, Pierre, come on. We're trying to get lit, but, we got our limits. It's just like,
crack,
I know what that looks like.
Feel good?
Was it rock?
Yeah.
You said rocks?
Yeah, they're like, you guys all seen crack before. It's just like little tiny white rocks. I only know
Did
that...
Did he shave it before he smoked it?
They just crush it down and then they just snort it. Pierre's a hard... You know Pierre, he's a hardcore dude and he's into some weird stuff.
Yeah, you know the French.
It's not, that's one way to get lit, not my way.
I have not seen Peter in a... I don't know, where is he, by the fridge,
Pierre?
Or...
Peter?
Are you talking about Peter?
No,
or
wait,
Pierre?
Peter is downstairs in the basement.
Oh, no,
so
Peter's here?
Yeah, Peter is here. Peter showed up.
Which
a little
one
while
has
ago.
The crack?
Pierre has the crack. Peter is just downstairs doing a keg stand.
Cool, cool, cool.
Because
you have a keg? What kind of beer?
Well, Kyle brought a keg. I don't
Kyle
know.
Did?
Yeah, Kyle brought...
Well, wait, does Kyle have a fake ID, too?
But his is not as good as mine. He's probably gonna lose his pretty soon.
But he's the kicker of the team.
Yeah, and that's he's more high profile. So the police
I didn't know
are.
He had a fake ID.
Yeah, he has a. Yeah, he's no,
oh,
but like
man,
his
Kyle's
is. Gonna,
so
he's
cool.
definitely
Kyle's really
gonna
cool.
lose it soon
he's
though.
A cool
like,
dude.
Yeah, no, he's pretty cool. It's just his fake isn't as good as mine. But yeah, there's a keg downstairs. It's probably got some crappy beer. But we've got syrup and salsa and chips, so...
Scissor up!
That was an air horn.
All right, well, I am gonna go check out... See how Pierre's doing.
Yeah, I'm...
Pierre
I'm
or Peter?
I'm gonna go talk to Kyle. He's
Are
got...
You, okay.
Were you saying Pierre or Peter?
Mm-hmm. Pierre?
Okay, I just wanted to... I was just asking. I couldn't tell. Yeah. Their names sound so similar, you know?
Yeah,
But they're, so different.
Totally
like, they're
people.
Just not...
Thanks for stopping by.
Maybe I'll be
Enjoy
back.
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely come back and talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be doing this, probably, all night, because it's so fun.
Thanks again, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a good night.
Steve,
no problem,
Steve,
Brian.
Keep it easy. And to P, Tony P.
Tony
you
P,
too,
you got
take,
it.
Take it easy.
Yeah, you too. Be easy.
Yeah.
Man. Great guys.
This party is raging.
This party is raging.
So, Steve, I haven't seen Bobby yet.
Oh, man. I texted him, I definitely
No, I'm saying
him.
It's okay if he doesn't come. I just want you to know that, I think it's okay if he doesn't come, you know?
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fine if he didn't come.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's you want to see someone, but if you don't, it's cool because you're not, obsessed with them or something.
Right. Or it's like if you want to see like one movie, but like it's sold out, but then there's actually another movie that you wanted to see more the whole time, and that movie is playing, and you see that movie instead.
Yeah.
I just remembered All My Mike's Heart is like in the kitchen.
Oh.
So I'm gonna just go there for like a second.
If you see Pierre, don't do crack.
Don't worry, Tony P, you got my word. You have my heart. Bros for life.
Bros for life.
Don't do crack.
Don't do crack.
All right, I'm just gonna go check on that. Do you wanna like check on that?
Yeah, I'd like to check on that with you, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
cool.
Well, Tony.
Yeah. No, I get it. No, go check on that. Go get check on that. This is Tony P, broadcasting live from my party, and it is like an insanely sick party. Like, man, there are so many people here, and they're drinking and laughing. And, like, they're making out, and they're flipping me off right now, because these fuckers, like, they're just, they're razzing me.
Fuck you, Tony!
Okay. Man, Sasha, she is a very funny person. You know, like, that, always giving me shit. Yeah, so I'm gonna take a little break. I'm gonna do my rounds, you know? I gotta be a host, so we'll be right back. Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
How's it going?
Going fine, Mom.
Are you okay all alone?
I'm fine, okay?
You know, you could have some friends over if you want. You know, you could have a girl over.
Mom!
What about Sandy or Cindy or...
Mom, I don't think any of them will come over, okay? Mom, I don't even know where you and Dad are. You never tell me where you guys go on these trips. Mom, why did you just go quiet?
Sorry, I had to delete something off of the... It's not important, you know?
Mom, like, just... Okay, I'm just gonna, like, go hang out in my room and it's not a big deal, okay? Like, nothing's happening here. You don't have to worry. Like, everything's fine.
Okay, well, I'm not worrying. I'm just worrying that my little boy's not having any sexy time when he could be.
Oh, Mom, gross! Oh, that ad? I don't know about that ad, Mom. I don't know if I want to read it. It's kind of lame.
They're supporting your podcast. I don't think it's lame. Read it to me.
Okay, but, like, I don't know if I should put it in my podcast, but okay, I'll read it to you. When did my friends say their improv show was? What time is that Second City show? Find out now with the Improv Tonight app. Improv Tonight helps me easily find out show times and information on the best improv theaters. It's got all of my go-to venues, like I.O., Second City, Annoyance, UCB, and more, with new theaters being added all the time. Best of all, it's free! Take my advice and download Improv Tonight today, available for iOS and Android.
That sounded amazing!
Yeah, I guess I didn't sound that bad.
Well, I hope I come home and find out that you have some friends over and have some nice social time.
Oh, Mom, just stop being so nosy! Welcome back to My Parents Are Out of Town, a podcast I am recording, yes, in my house, and my parents are out of town, and I am throwing a sick-ass rager! No one's here with me at the podcast yet. They all went to do stuff. Check out the party. I went and did some rounds. People seemed busy, and, like, I didn't want to, like, harsh anyone's vibes, so I just came back here and, like... sat at my equipment for a little bit. So, yeah, I've been here for like you, the version you're hearing, like I edited out like about an hour of me rambling. So like, I know like I might release that as like an extra for my like loyal fans, but I figured, you know, like this podcast, like it's not the place to talk about like how I think Pokemon, the first movie, is like the greatest animated movie of all time. Like this isn't the place. Like this is the place to fucking rage. But yeah, so everyone's coming back.
Hey, you Tony?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Tony P.
Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Oh, Kyle, you brought the keg.
Yeah. It was only a Heineken keg. I can't believe you told so many people I brought a keg. It wasn't that big of a keg. It was only very small. So many people drank my keg. No, it was like a personal little keg.
Like, is that why you put it in the basement?
Because, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that, but you were still doing...
Hey,
keg stands.
Hey, what's up? How's
hey, what's up, Steve? Hey,
look,
man.
I'm so sorry about your keg.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was it? There was only like 10 beers like, total in that thing.
We thought it was like a big keg.
Yeah.
It was, like, a
well, I saw you doing a keg stand.
What was my keg? Like, I'm allowed to do a keg stand on my keg.
But I saw your legs in the air.
Yeah.
I didn't see what you were standing on.
That's how you do a keg stand. You let legs in the air.
That's such a tiny keg. How did that happen, Kyle?
Like, it's cool. Just, like, let me. It's you got it. Like,
yeah, we're chill.
Dude, like,
we got it.
Just let me do your what physical homework. What? You got like a week?
Physical homework? No, yeah. Okay. But I really was looking forward to, like, drinking out of a keg. Like, that's cool as fuck, you know, drinking out of a keg.
I've got some Mike's Hard.
You got Mike's Hard?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them in the fridge.
Oh, you can also, like, grab him some of that amaretto, too.
Amaretto.
Oh, we have triple sec.
All right, like, okay.
You can get wasted.
Like, a shot of triple sec, like, two Mike's Hard, and my physics homework will call it even, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
That's tight.
In there in the fridge, I can just go grab them?
Yeah, just take them.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm down. Hey, thanks, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah.
No problem.
Fuck you, Tony.
Okay. See you later, Kyle.
Oh my God. You guys, you won't believe the drink that Bobby made for me.
Wait, Bobby? Oh, Bobby
showed
up.
Yeah, Bobby actually just showed up.
I told you he'd come.
Oh,
you
wow.
Did, Steve, you're right. So it was like all apple juice, but then it was too sweet, so we put in some bitters that we found to like try to like even out the flavor. Like sweet and bitter and... It's like definitely strong.
Nice.
Yes. Are you turned up?
I'm like a turned down for what, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Bobby, where are you?
I'm here, Bobby.
Was that Bobby?
What?
Oh my God, like Bobby sounds so drunk.
Wasted. Oh, he's having a good night.
He's having a good night.
Sandy, I saw Bobby out there.
Yeah, I did too.
You heard
Sandy. Bobby, I'm here.
Hey, Bobby, what's
hey,
up?
Bobby. Hey, Bobby. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to My Parents Are Out of Town, Bobby.
Yeah.
Man, really we dry. Got Mr. Quarterback of the high school here.
Touchdown. Score.
Wow, man. That's what I like about you, Bobby. You're just always thinking about the game. I think that's why you're so good.
I don't know. You're wrong about that, Tony. Fuck.
I'm Bobby. Like,
he's just drunk.
No.
I'm thinking about me.
That's what I was gonna say, Sandy.
Wait, Bobby and Sandy, you guys.
Wait, I thought
you worked out.
Sandy and Steve went up to my room during, like, when we took a break.
Wait, what, Sandy?
I don't know. No.
Sandy, is that true?
It's not true. I went up to Tony's room because Steve told me that he had some concealer in there that I could use on this zit on my forehead because I didn't want you to see me with it. That's right. Tony P wears concealer.
Sandy, you were the love of my life. Every touchdown I scored, I did for you.
Oh my
Bobby,
God.
Why are you crying?
Someone give me another shot.
Bobby, are you a pussy?
Yeah. Don't call Bobby a pussy.
But Bobby's crying like a pussy.
Yeah, he's wet like a pussy, and we're gonna do things later.
Whoa.
Tony,
I'm so turned.
I
don't know how feminist that is to just call someone a pussy, so I don't know.
You're right, Steve. That was my bad. Bobby, you're not a pussy.
You don't think so?
No, you're not a pussy.
Bobby. Okay.
You cry away. You might be a little too drunk, though. That might be a thing.
Okay, Sandy.
Yeah, Bobby.
Cool.
I just want you to remind you one more time that everything I do for you. Touchdown score!
Are you sure this isn't a pussy moment? Because it seems...
It's not.
Are you
it's
sure?
For a man to express his emotions, it's totally fine.
Cool, I just want to check up, totally see. I just want to check in.
Nice.
You need some best friend advice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What was it? Whatever I smoked with Pierre downstairs, really... I told you not to do that. I feel weird.
Oh, man.
Did you do crack?
I think.
What did it look like?
It was white. It was a chicken nugget and white. And I shaved it. With...
That's definitely crack.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm good. But, like, it's... I feel tingly. Is that, like, normal?
Well, the chicken nugget part is where it's not normal.
What?
Dude. Yeah, like, was it a soft chicken nugget?
No, Tony P, that's how crack looks. It's a chicken nugget.
My dad's a crack addict. I would know.
What?
Sorry.
Maybe a little too real, Tony. That's
yeah,
okay.
That I okay. Sorry,
well,
I got a little too.
Have a good time.
I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Time.
Okay, like
He's
I
really
drank
drunk.
a lot. I that
He's really
drank
drunk.
That entire bottle of syrup when you guys were gone.
What?
Yeah, I'm feeling really gross, but really turned into my dad. Does crack.
No, we're trying to veer away from that.
Yeah, no, I know. I know where I'm. I can't veer away from it.
I know your dad.
It's not a chicken nugget though. It's not a chicken nugget.
What is it?
It's just like rocks. It's little tiny rocks. So if you did it, you might have, I think you accidentally snorted a chicken nugget.
It was white though.
Yeah, have you ever took the like breading off of a McDonald's chicken nugget? It's all white meat. I think.
What?
Yeah, dude, you snorted a chicken nugget.
No.
Was it kind of like it was soft, but like it's like a little slightly hard?
Did it smell like chicken?
It was an old chicken nugget.
No way.
Yeah. Pierre does that. I told you.
Fucking Pierre.
Pierre calls it crack. That's why I turned it down.
Shit. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you might be more fucked up because you snorted a chicken nugget.
Why do I, so it's not a drug. Why do I feel this way?
Well, it's still McDonald's chicken nugget, so it's still like all fucked up and shit.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, should I go to the hospital or?
No, you should just chill, man. Just rage. You're fine.
Sleep it off.
Some more. Drink some more to balance it out. That's what you need.
All right. Yeah. Do you have anything to drink?
I have some amaretto. You want some amaretto?
I'm a rosé kind of guy, but...
You want some rosé? I can go see if someone's got rosé. All right, I'm going to go see if someone's got... Hey, you pussies have rosé?
Touchdown score! Get off me.
Man, Bobby gets real emotional when he's drunk.
Hey, guys. It's Brian again.
Brian, hey.
I guess crack tastes good with ketchup. I don't know.
Yeah, did you have that crack too?
A little bit.
I think they're telling me it was actually a chicken nugget.
Hey man, I couldn't find any rosé, but I found this Boone's Farm that's like strawberry flavored. Will that work?
Okay,
here you go, man.
All right.
Hopefully that'll even it out a little bit. Hey, Brian, I overheard you did the chicken nugget too. You fell for a Pierce trick. Yeah, so maybe you want to have some of that Boone's Farm to level yourself out.
Okay.
That's how it works. If you take like... illicit drugs, you can even it out with alcohol, and then you'll be back to normal.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
And Brian, it's okay for you to get like as turned as you want because Bobby actually showed up, so I won't need you to drive me home either.
Oh, actually, I'll do it. Sandy, Bobby just like left. Yeah, he just like shouted touchdown score as he like ran out the door, and he just like ran like he's in my back. Well, he's not. Oh,
maybe
he hasn't left. He's in the backyard and he doesn't have a shirt on. And he just keeps yelling touchdown score?
I'm just gonna go... I'll be right back.
Let us know if we need anything.
Okay. Yeah, he's just in the backyard.
You think he's okay?
No, he's definitely not in the backyard. He was just not wearing a shirt. He was completely naked. And he ran out to, like, the marsh back. Like, he's gone.
The
like,
marsh?
Yeah. Back. He's, like... gone.
Why is he in the marsh?
I did that literally what I was like.
Why didn't
Bobby,
you stop him, Tony?
Because I think he might have done actual crack.
Tony.
Well, I did try to stop him, but you've seen
friends
Bobby.
Don't let friends but you've seen, run into the marsh.
But you've seen Bobby. Bobby's like a freaking. He's a quarterback. He like with one arm. He shoved me 5 feet in the air.
Tony, I'm so sorry.
I flew 5 feet. That's not natural. That honestly.
That happened tonight.
That
to
boy
you?
Is like unnatural strength. Like, he might, like, have super strength.
He gets super emotional when he's drinking.
I know, and he also gets super strong when he's drinking. Yeah. Like, guys, I'm not exaggerating.
It's like when people are saving their baby and they can pick up a whole car.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you ever seen, like a superhero movie and, like, the super strong people can, like, punch people and they fly, like, 10 feet back? Like, that's what happened to me.
Yeah,
I can't tell Sandy that. She'd freak.
All right, we got it from his metaphor, but I guess yours was... a little bit more
I guess I didn't have to do my metaphor too.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was weird.
That was
also
that was weird.
Maybe he's not super strong, maybe you're just super weak.
Oh no, I don't think that's not the case. No, totally. Gosh, no, like
I mean, this is your party, right? So you're kind of responsible if Bobby kind of...
Hey man, I said what happens in Tony P stays in Tony P's. Also, but if you go out in the marsh, that's no man's land.
You should have warned us there was the marsh. I didn't
fucking tell you. Well, I don't. You could come over more, and you could know about my marsh.
I didn't even know who you were until just tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know you lived. I thought this was Steve's place. You know.
Well, how would you not know about? Talk to Steve more about his place.
Tony, don't yell at me. My parents are getting divorced.
Don't yell at me. My dad is crack.
Oh my God, Tony.
I'm high. Please, everyone, smoke the chicken nugget.
Hey guys, I just checked Bobby's car and like, in the passenger seat there were all these like used syringes and like,
oh God,
I bet it was just steroids.
I think it was, but like
that would make sense. I told you it's super strength.
Yeah, it's not like super strength. It's like artificial strength.
But like now, we don't know what's in the syringe. It could have been a super serum.
What if those hormones altered his feelings for me? Like, what if Sandy, they aren't real Sandy, anymore? I don't know.
If you need to stay here, like, and just crash tonight, like, you definitely can. Like,
I'd rather not, but thank you.
If you need someone to hug, I'm here for you. I'll drive you home.
Yeah, I can hug you too.
I'm good.
If you need any, like, Mike's Hard, like, I have some Mike's Hard in the fridge.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. You're always here for me in the best way.
Do you not like the Boone's Farm?
No, Boone's Farm's not doing it. You have Mike's Hard?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
All right. All right, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, can you get one for me too, Steve?
Totally.
Grab me a Smirnoff Ice.
Hey, Brian, is your mom going to have to get a job now?
Oh, no. You can cry. It's okay. You're not a pussy.
Well, that was a fresh wound, man.
Sorry, I was just thinking.
That's what I was saying earlier.
She comes into my mom's store sometimes, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking a lot about this. Because of her disability, she can't really get a job. Oh. I think I won't go to college, and I'll probably just get a job. I hope I can graduate high school.
You can get scholarships, you know, apply.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay if you don't go to college either. Like, it's probably lame. Like, so don't even worry about that. Like, some of us probably won't get into college, and that's fine. Like, it's
like
totally
you?
Cool. No, I mean, like, not like I'm like so smart.
Hard,
but, like,
hey,
hey, Steve! Steve is back.
Steve, for the win.
So many Mike's Hard.
It seems like we have a lot of Mike's Hard at this party.
So
like,
many.
Did everyone bring Mike's Hard?
No, me, I did.
How much Mike's Hard did you bring?
Like
so,
two packs.
Oh my god, that's gonna last us until like the morning.
I know.
Man, I'm gonna be so drunk.
I'm wasted.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what they say, what goes good with Mike's Hard is a nice shot of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, nice. This one's black cherry. Yeah. This is sweet.
Yeah, I got the variety pack, so everyone's kind of different.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, wearing concealer is not that weird. Like, everyone does it, so.
Oh, I already forgot about that.
I forgot about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm drunk.
Wait, you wear concealer? Was I here for that?
We forgot about it. Don't worry about it. No, we forgot about it.
All right.
We definitely forgot.
Hey, and Bobby's fine. I went and got him from the marsh.
You saved him from the marsh?
Hold on.
Steve!
You went to the marsh?
Oh, it wasn't a big deal. Like, he wasn't that far in.
You didn't see anything in the marsh, though?
Just him. I mean,
Steve, you're so great.
Thank you. No, it really wasn't a big deal. I literally just kind of yelled at him.
Yeah, I heard. You should check. I heard stories about, like, snakes and
there's,
stuff.
Like, some crazy stuff in the marsh.
No, there's no snakes, no.
I saw, like, a creature in the marsh
dark, so if there was, like, I didn't see it.
Just
man,
be careful,
Steve,
man.
You're cool.
I'm pretty sure there's a chupacabra in that marsh. That's my theory, okay? I recorded another podcast about that, but I can send you that file, too, if you guys want.
Oh, yeah. Tony's got cool podcasts.
Yeah, I've got a lot of other I have a podcast all about the chupacabra in my marsh. I have a podcast about my thoughts on the latest generation of Pokemon. I have thoughts on, like, my favorite movies ranked from, like, Transformers to Bad Boys 2. I have a podcast where like I just talk about like Camaros and like wonder what they actually are and how they look on the inside. I have like a podcast.
Okay, all right, cool. Like that's cool.
You honestly, I love your podcast, Tony.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
So
like
cool.
I basically got like a little podcast network. I'm like a podcast king, you know.
Wow.
Where can someone download all your podcasts?
Oh, I have them all on my website, which is www.TonyP'sPodcastForeverRockOn.org.
Only two W's?
Yeah, I couldn't get three W's. So which means you can only like if you have to be on using Linux to access it. But like I can give you like a proxy so you can like if you're on a Windows or a Mac, you can I'll send you like the instructions to your like email.
Oh, you have a podcast about the instructions?
Yeah, podcast all about my podcast instructions. And I can send you that podcast. Well, I guess like, oh man, I don't know if I can send you that. That's all on the website. Oh, I didn't even think, man. All right, I really.
Ow, the marsh.
Oh,
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Oh, oh my
God. Sandy hurts.
Bobby, you are scratched up.
Yeah.
Wait, Bobby.
Did you fall into the
rose
bushes?
Did you see something in the marsh? Did you say owl or ow?
Well, I thought maybe
Bobby,
I was...
focus.
Bobby looks really
Bobby's
hurt. Like, really
yeah,
hurt.
He looks...
Sandy.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing this.
I looked the whole time I was dying in the marsh. I survived for you.
Bobby, I, like, don't know what to believe anymore. Like, I checked your car, and, like, I found the syringes.
Zini, 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 I can explain.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it then.
Would you love me if I wasn't a beef man? Would you love me if I wasn't a hunk hunk?
Oh, Bobby, I'd love you even if you were just, like, you know, like a chopped turkey, a little less fatty, a little still protein boy.
What if I was as skinny as Tony?
Like a little Slim Jim?
Yeah, would you still love me?
I'd still eat you right up.
Wait, Bobby, I think your car is being...
Ow, 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 ow.
No, Bobby, he didn't even let us tell him.
Hey, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, your car is being...
Towed?
I don't know, like, someone stolen... You guys, I feel like we should go help Bobby. Like, I feel bad about that since he did get turned to my house.
Well, he turned off his car alarm, so...
He did turn off his car alarm.
Might be fine.
Or he might be in the marsh again.
Could be.
How about we just stop the podcast and just, like, get drunk and see if we can get Bobby to not throw himself in the marsh.
One more shot to end the night.
All right.
To Steve's party.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This episode was My Parents Are Out of Town. Just, Julia?
Night.
I'm reading credits.
It's nap time.
It's actually credits time. Okay, I'm just gonna ignore that. Just gonna say this for good measure. If you're going to rage, please do it responsibly. And for the love of God, everyone, do not snort chicken nuggets. This party was sick AF, and it wouldn't have got so turnt if it wasn't for our amazing stars, Lucia Rear, Grant Jagot, and Josh Hurricane Leaper. And of course, it also featured me and Julia Mercer, who was a lot more awake during the actual recording of that podcast. Oh. What? Julia, you don't actually... Julia, you don't snore.
Oh, no, I'm snoring.
No, Julia, you don't... You're just...
You better record somewhere else. I'm snoring.
Okay, I'm gonna keep...
I'm snoring. Yeah,
that's probably not good for you. And that super lit original artwork for this episode, that was by the insanely cool Elliot Stromberg. Tony P had a whole playlist going on in the background. It was a lot of music. The song in the background now is Anthem by Evan Schaefer, and I'll put all the other music credits in the show notes. So check there for all of that.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh my.
Oh no.
Oh, you having a night terror?
No.
Oh, that's clever, Julia.
No.
It's real
Get
smart.
Me.
That's really smart. Not gonna stop doing credits.
Night terrors. You better leave and record somewhere else.
All right, gonna ignore that. Did this episode sound familiar to you? Well, that's kind of weird, and I think that you had a very weird time at high school, because this was a completely original idea on our part. If you're listening to this on iTunes, we would appreciate it so much if you could give us a rating. We already have one, and we'd love to have like 5 or 500, so definitely go there. Also, at your next party, consider Chromecasting our podcast from SoundCloud or Google Play, and play it for all your friends. I've got like two things left.
Sleep time.
I've got two things. So Julia wants me to support her nap. I want you guys to support our work. And if you want to support our work, if you're listening to this and you're like, I wonder how I can help these two make more episodes, you totally can. All you have to do is go to Patreon. Not only will you help us out, we'll help you out by releasing bonus episodes, outtakes, and more exclusively to you. That's patreon.com/smadamproductions.
Time for bed.
Are you a ghost? Are you a ghost or
sleepy?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I'm just. I have one thing left. Go away.
One thing left, and then I'll be gone. And of course, if you like
you're
this,
done.
See that if I had finished that sentence, you would be free. And of course, if you like this podcast, you can check out our other episodes and all of our other work, all available at smadamproductions.com. The end.
Go night now. Stop
talking. I'm going to stop doing credits right now.
Go night.
Good night.